Fondazione Radio Magica presents Jonah and the Sea Monster, Mosaic Floor of the South Hall of the Basilica of Aquileia, 314 after Christ. Text by Elena Commessati, read by Dalila Wang.
In Aquileia, in the large basilica in Piazza Capitolo, is the largest continuous mosaic floor in the world. What does mosaic mean? It means a kind of jigsaw puzzle of colored pieces called tessere. This floor covers 760 square meters. The artists of the time put together, side by side, hundreds of thousands of tessere to form a mosaic which was to become a great story for Christians. At last, they could feel free to pray to their God without being imprisoned. You must realize, in fact, that it was necessary for a law to be passed to enable people to pray. This law, written in 313 after Christ, is called the Edict of Constantine and is very famous, just as the Mosaic of Aquileia is famous. It was buried under the earth for many centuries, until about 200 years ago, when it re-emerged thanks to the excavations of archaeologists. Everything represented in the mosaic has a hidden meaning. For example, the cock and the turtle which look at each other indicate light and darkness. The images were a kind of secret language for early Christians. An artist known as the Master of the Sea worked on the floor of the basilica. Why this particular name? Because he was very good at depicting marine animals. Manta rays, octopus, fish, big fish, small fish, even a sea monster. This is the monster which swallowed Jonah in one mouthful. Do you know this story? Jonah was a prophet who lived 700 years before the birth of Christ, and his history is written in the Bible. He was traveling across the sea when a sea monster swallowed him, and after 3 days spat him up on an Assyrian beach in the east. That is to say, in a country far away from us. If you go to look for him among the figures of the great mosaic, you will see a young boy sleeping quietly underneath the branches of a strange plant, whose fruits, as long as bean pods, hang from above. It is him, our Jonah, just after having been spat up by the monster. Just think, 3 whole days in the belly of that horrible animal, and who knows what he said while he was trapped inside. It is said that he prayed very hard, because he was in that situation for having disobeyed an order given to him by God. So, somehow, the boy was praying for forgiveness. Now use your imagination and imagine the fish and marine creatures of the Aquileia mosaic. You'll see just how many secrets you'll discover, and who knows how many things they will tell you. Maybe you'll also be able to talk to that little rascal, Jonah, when he wakes up.